hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
What are those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom? What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
Good morning, welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO for 91.5 FM, streaming live at WMFO.org. Why don't you call in numbers here at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. In fact, we may indeed
call
have
us,
somebody calling in. We got the Royal Rumble's a week from today, and we got somebody who's got some things to say about it.
The wrestling god,
he's
John
ready to
Norman.
Go after his decade and review appearance, so we'll see if he makes it in this morning.
Important Hall of Fame. The only Hall of Fame that counts, not the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame.
I'm
pretty excited. We are back. That's right. So 2 weeks ago, we brought back Pig Squeal a Week. This week, we got a Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame inductee.
That's right. Pig Squeal a Week is the Hall of Fame of radio production. It's my favorite radio bit we have.
We really should get a Marconi for that.
Yes.
All right. And I know that we are, you didn't watch it, but fresh off, you might have some hot takes from the events last night.
I watched several minutes of soccer yesterday. This is what I wanted to text you. I was at the gym, and I think it was Southampton SHU?
Yes.
Okay, so I was watching a couple minutes of the soccer game yesterday. It was all right. I was at the Anytime Fitness in Melrose.
Oh, see, normally I'd be all over this and engage you, but I don't want to engage talk on that game yesterday because it's really...
It
was really, really bad. Yes, it was incredibly upsetting.
I'm sorry.
They turned a 2-0 lead at halftime into a 3-2 defeat. So
not great.
No.
It's so like being up 100-0 in football. And then
it's what the Texans did.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's like the Texans. Yeah. For you Americans.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Do you have any other intro stuff, or should we get right into the music?
No, I'm excited for the music today.
Okay. So do you want to... I'll let you... All right, so 2 weeks ago, we got caught up on some new music. We played new music from Great American Ghost and Seven Spires. This
also
week,
excellent.
We're kicking off the show with new music from Great American Ghost
Very
and Seven
good.
Spires because they have since each released new tracks because they each have albums coming out
on
February 17th.
Matt Moore apology tour for his his decade in review that didn't feature all the stuff that I like.
Mm, mm. It did have Great American Ghost was on there, top 15. But let me, so we started with Great American Ghost last time. Do you want to do that again, or do you want to start with Seven Spires?
Let's just do it again. So
do it again.
Like,
so Great American
time loop.
All right, let's do it. This is a new song called Altar Snakes off their album Power Through Terror. And this comes out, February 14th, not 17th.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Ooh, this is perfect. This is like better than when Deadpool came out on Valentine's Day.
Ugh.
All right, this is Altar Snakes, Great American Ghost on Brutal Brunch.
We'll be right back. Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone
older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
There you go, the latest from Seven Spires. That was Drowner of Worlds off their upcoming album Emerald Seas. Before that, we had Great American Ghost, Altar of Snakes off of Power Through Terror. Both those albums drop on February 14th. And would you like us to learn more about the Seven Spires album, Matt?
Yes, please.
So, Emerald Seas is a theatrical concept album. It's the prequel to the story of their debut full-length, Solvig.
Oh, yeah.
Which we covered in our Decade in Review series leading up to the big day.
Rightfully so.
The album follows a lone sea captain on their quest for eternal life while being hunted by an ancient beast and struggling with loneliness, sacrifice, alcoholism, and the unexpected weight that comes from achieving one's goals. And their signature blend of melancholic beauty and emotional brutality is the sonic manifestation of the silent emptiness that chills one's insides while staring across a bleak open waters.
No lie.
Which is a perfect segue into everything.
A perfect segue into 2020.
Yep. And also our black metal phase of the show, which is, as you'll find out soon, will be a it's lot coming. Of the remaining
That's
the
right.
of their show.
It's my time now.
So, again, if you have any want to call in here, number is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. But for now...
Welcome to This Week in Metal History!
Let's go! This Week in Metal History, January 12th to the 19th, but you might be surprised to know, not much was released between January 12th and the 19th, so I've segmented it to January 10th, because I feel like I want to.
It's funny, though, because we talk about how, like, yeah, it makes sense, there's not a lot of releases right now, but you figure, like, this would be... at least in the U.S., like, perfect time for black
for
metal to come out, to be made.
No, you put it out in the fall, so you can't
not
stand
in, the, like
in
the,
a tree.
The cold tundra?
I can't get a shot of myself standing in front of a dead tree in the winter because it's too cold. I'm also very thin. If I'm a black metal guy or gal, I'm thin, I'm sallow, I don't have any sort of iron in my blood, I'm very weak. I'm not going to go outside today, are you kidding me? You got to think about that next time.
That's not very brutal. You know what? If you're not willing to do that, I don't think you can handle black metal.
I took a black metal image this morning. I was laying in the snow, just shoveling, with my big coat on, just being cold.
Was it black and white?
I was staring across the endless expanse of my driveway and just pondering death.
You see?
As I shoveled out my new rental car.
This is what I'm saying.
Look, January 10th, 89, Metallica released the single...
Who?
One. Probably my favorite Metallica song. That's not Saint Anger or Frantic.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
Oh, please God, wake me.
I don't dislike this. You can't not like that, right?
Or what are your thoughts on the music video?
It's my favorite music video of all time. Like, the music video, which is, like, based on, what, Johnny Gave Your Gun or whatever? Incredible. Like, one of the classic... music things were like, hey, we read a book and now we're really thinking about it. Think about it. January 10th, 2005, The Greatest to Ever Do It creator released the album Enemy of God. Couldn't find the album version of this, so here's the live version of them at Wacken, which rules and whips and slaps and all the adjectives you want to say about how good creator is.
I mean, that makes sense, too, because that's their hometown, right? I mean,
that's
home country.
True. Their home country. Their people are there. Everyone's enjoying a beautiful bratwurst.
A beer from that tank, that tunnel of beer that comes through.
The tunnel of beer. They're all having wheat-style beers. They're laughing. You know, I'm trying to order, like, a seltzer, a hard seltzer, and German people are just pushing me in the dirt as I say, but what about the calories, sir? Sir, I'm old. I can't have this 700-calorie stout. Anyway, Creator's the greatest of all time, as far as I'm concerned.
Got nice and see, they're nice and reliable. They're gonna have an album out
every week. If I just type Creator in the week, they put an album out that week. Almost 40 years, right, of doing this. January 12th, 1970, German heavy metal band Accept releases their debut album. Accept. I have to mute this, but it's. I wanted to play this just to get your reaction, which is like, this is like, this like rock and roll.
There was a reason my microphone was just off.
European
I had
rock and
to
roll.
Say.
Yeah.
Your body looks perfect, is not metal.
Just listen to this.
Hail driver, stay with me.
That's good though, right?
No.
That's fun. Along with me. Except would not reach the lead singer Doro, whatever, I can't pronounce his last name. It's impronounceable.
Oh, okay.
Schneider.
I thought you were talking about like Doro, like the lady. Okay.
No, they both have similar names. Dirk Schneider is his last name. Expressed dissatisfaction with the group's first effort. Looking back on it, he said,
and so did I.
Naturally, it was very exciting for us to enter the recording studio, but also disappointing at the same time. And they would reach success with their next album, which featured the single Balls to the Wall, as you recall.
I like, by the way, that everybody who does not in the UK just has a Fenris accent.
Yeah, I don't understand what Europe is like. It's just everyone just sounds like Fenris. You know, like if you're in Germany or... Yeah, that's basically it. Those are the two European accents. Fenris or
like British.
Cockney British or something. January 18th, 1988, AC/DC releases the album Blow Up Your Video. This is this.
Did you do this intentionally to make me upset?
Yeah. AC/DC is good. This is rock and roll, as you
know. Made to differ.
This is fun! This means war. This is a great song. Look, not everything has to be brutal.
That's what nu metal's for.
No, nu metal can... No.
Nu metal's fun.
These are two different things. This is like...
Punk is fun.
I'm hanging out with my dad. We're fixing a car or something. We're kind of talking... We're talking about the Patriots. We're watching the Patriots.
This is not relatable to me at all.
Me and my dad are talking about the Patriots. That's what we listen to. That's not true. My dad doesn't like music. He's like a weird person. If Creator is on the countdown, or the metal history, excuse me, then you know that their opposite, Helloween, has to be on the countdown.
Their opposite number?
Helloween, in January 18th, 2013, excuse me, releases the album Straight Outta Hell. It's fine. It continues.
This is fun.
I agree.
Yeah. It doesn't have AC/DC.
Well, the thing with AC/DC...
The only fun thing that's ever been associated with AC/DC is Maximum Overdrive.
You don't like the song If You Want Blood, You Got It?
No.
You don't like that song? Seriously?
I have to put up with that song every day I watch a Lightning home game because Thunderstruck is their intro.
Well, Thunderstruck is every sports team's music.
But see, again... There's a big tangent, not to take away from Helloween. This is like Southampton. So everybody chants when the Saints go marching in. Southampton, their nickname is the Saints, and everybody else steals it. The Lightning, Thunderstruck, makes sense. Everybody else co-opts it.
Patriots do that when they score Thunderstruck.
When they score, don't they do some Jumbo and some Bon Jovi song?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure
it's Bon Jovi. Hey. This is our house or whatever. Isn't that that Belichick your boy?
Oh, no. Not when they score. I don't know, dude.
As you can tell, I don't watch Patriots games.
I don't know. The Patriots play like trash this year.
That's a wonderful championship weekend.
That's going to do it for This Week in Metal History. Matt, how'd you like it? As usual, we disagree about rock and roll. I will take any sort of run-of-the-mill AC/DC song over any of that, as we were discussing on New Year's Eve, any sort of... Early 2000s rock and roll revival.
Now you're dragging.
I will never
stop
resurrecting
saying that the
Vines and the Hives are trash. Because this is, I have the mic now.
Matt, you have the mic for basically the remainder of the show, by the way.
That's true. Are you ready for a black metal song of the week?
Always.
Are you spooked out or what?
Yes.
Do you have the black metal song of the week drop? Or is it worth it?
Stand by.
Thank you.
Oh, didn't.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
That's the wrong one.
I like it.
Why did it not play? Hold on.
Hang on.
There it is.
Folks, it's good. Alright, black metal song of the week is from a... One of the classics of this segment, as far as I'm concerned, Anal na Thrach, British extreme metal legends, as far as I'm concerned. May 17th, 2011, this is the album Passions, and what they did on this album was they had a lot of guest singers, just because they wanted to. They're quoted in a Decibel magazine article from the time saying, like, we just thought it would be interesting to have, they wrote the lyrics in English, and then they would give it to guys who'd sing the lyrics in Spanish, or in this song, which we're going to play, Todd Hutet Ubel, German. So this is Anal in the Throck with Todd Hutet Ubel, which I'm pronouncing wrong, featuring lead German singer Rainer Landfermann, who I looked into because this song is incredible. To state the from the Decibel
also
article,
do a background check.
He's fine. He's fine. To state the from the Decibel article, to state the obvious, Rainer Landfermann's presence is that of a raving madman. They were also quoted, the Anal in the Throck guys, about working with Rainer, and they had written the lyrics in English, and he looked at them and he's like, thank you, and then rewrote them in German and then added some stuff. And they were like, that's cool, you know, do whatever you want, man. And I just want to say, like, when you listen to this song, I want you to try to think in your mind what this recording looked like, because the only thing I can think of is the band is there, and Rainer is literally, I think, just rolling around on stage shrieking, because that is what it sounds like. That is what it feels like.
Connecticut is more brutal. It's the most brutal thing ever.
That is what it sounds like. That is what it feels like. Black Metal Song of the Week, Todd Hutet Ubel from Anal in the Throck, featuring Rainer Landfermann.
That was tremendous.
God damn it. It's so fun. I don't know why. Look, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I feel like if you are in a certain type of a mood and you're like, I need this. I need a German man to scream at me for 4 minutes. You got it. You know, sometimes life is stressful and that's what you need.
Just going to wail along with it.
It's fun to do, right? So you're in your car. A lot of people like to do the drum solo on their steering wheel or they listen to oom-bop or whatever. Sometimes you're in your car and you want to just scream into the void, as we were talking about before. And Anonithrock is here to help you with that.
Perfect. Yeah. That's what we need.
It is kind of what we need.
All right, Matt, are you prepared for your
always
big segment?
Always. Yeah, my big... That's right. I am.
All right. So, we got another drop for you then.
Here we go, baby. It's time.
Oop. It's almost time.
It's time. It's Vader time.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's do this. Do one of these? One of these?
Yes.
Once again, we have Maggie live in studio for this.
Wait, that's me. You know, there was a lot of consternation, as there always is, among men aged 50 to 70, that Motorhead didn't make it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Judas Priest.
Oh, the middle history. Oh, sorry.
Other bands.
A little sweet.
But this is the only Hall of Fame that matters. You know it. I know it. And the American people know it.
Only on Brutal Brunch. 91.5 WMFO.
That's right, folks. It's the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame. This is a momentous occasion. Most Hall of Fames are weak, cowardly.
Yeah, not brutal.
Not brutal.
They do not slap.
Do not slap.
No breakdowns.
They do not rip. The breakdowns, not good. Not brutal. No walls of death. No corpse paint. Not good. Bad. Weak. Sad. And they do their nominations to the Hall of Fame on a regular basis. See, what we do is say, who deserves it? Sometimes, no one. Sometimes for weeks in a row, you know who deserves it? No one. And that's right. You know, what do you want to be? The Football Hall of Fame? Everybody gets in? No. We're the Baseball Hall of Fame. Actually, we're better than the Baseball Hall of Fame because we're not letting anyone in. We're only letting in the good stuff. Here we go.
To review, though. Let's
let's review, please.
So, our Hall of Fame has Mayhem.
That's right.
It has Metallica.
That's right.
Saint Anger.
That's right.
It has... Edema.
That's right.
It has Drowning Pool.
That's also correct.
And
is it Drowning Pool Center?
Yes.
Great. I think that's it.
Is
there another new metal band in there?
Yeah. No, this is the guys who invented metalcore. Why am I totally blanking right now? Lead Sales Paper Anger.
Oh, Treyu.
Yeah, Treyu is in our Hall of Fame.
So, vaunted company for the next guest. And our famous guest of the show, celebrity wrestling icon John Corbett, or Norbit, a.k.a., was disrespected by Chris Jericho on Twitter of wrestling and Fozzy fame when he inquired as to whether Stone Sour would be in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. And Chris Jericho went, I will not reply to this because he is a coward. For today's Hall of Fame inductees, we have the best Greek black metal band of all time. The boys, you know them from the intro of the song and most of the stuff that I play.
We've played this song many, many times recently.
I've played this song hundreds of times. This is Rotting Christ and their 12th full-length album, Rituals, released recently, February 12, 2016. And it is going into the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame along with the luminaries we've mentioned. Rotting Christ, a Greek black metal band formed in 1987, are noted for being one of the first black metal bands in Greece, as well as the premier act within the European underground metal scene, responsible for creating the signature Greek black metal sound. And what is that, you say? Really anything that Christ. These guys do, it's Rod and Christ.
It's when you can't look up songs because they're written in Aramaic and you can't punch that into Google.
It's when you, when you're, so I had to rent a Nissan Sentra and it puts the song titles on. It has like the Bluetooth thing. It put on the sign. It was like in Hebrew and it was just like all the Hebrew letters. I'm like, I can't even read. I was like, this song's going to be good. I know it's going to be good. Basically, you know, lyrics on this album, mostly by Sakis Tolis, the lead singer, deals with kind of their usual subjects, religion, irreligiousness, but taking it from like a kind of almost like a literary angle. Like they get really into reading works on the Bible, on God, on Satan, on good, on evil, from kind of all over the spectrum, not just the Bible, but other religious texts. And they try to incorporate it into their music. And like Matt said, like, literally, okay, we're going to do a song about the Old Testament. We're going to sing it in Aramaic. Okay, we're going to have, so like, we're going to do this song. It's going to be in Hebrew, and we'll just do that. So if you're looking for an eclectic sound, really, honestly, that if you, they say like, the article here is like, well, it's the traditional Greek black metal sound. Like, no, this is Rotting Christ. That's what it sounds like. There's no other band that sounds like them because of all the stuff they do, especially on this album where stuff's from all over the place. So we're going to start out with Apage Satana, which is ancient Greek, and then they give you the ancient Greek symbols, which I can't read. It means lead away, and it means back off or damn you, Satan. And so we're going to start with that as we induct the good, good boys, Ron and Christ, into the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame. Apage Satana.
like thunder, and a tongue to drown the throats of war. When the senses are shaken and the soul is driven to madness, who can stand? When the souls of the oppressed fight the air that rages, who can stand? When the whirlwind of fury comes from the throne of God, when the frowns of his countenance drive the nations together, who can stand? Who has caused this?
Our latest inductee into the Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame, Rituals by Rotting Christ.
So good.
And
gotta be the best to ever do it. That was so we went Apage Satana, and then that's For a Voice Like Thunder, which is just the poem For a Voice Like Thunder by William Blake from Edward IV, because the boys read the books.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, they read
by candlelight.
They read by candlelight, as we've discussed many times. They do not have electricity. They do not know. They just kind of like live in a cave and they read some books. I don't want to see them at a Starbucks, a Greek Starbucks. I don't want to.
That would kill the business.
That would kill the business. Yeah, like, you know, kayfabe me, brother. I know that you don't. I know you guys don't eat food. You just kind of like sit in the dark.
Speaking of kayfabe, we have
brother.
Well, we'll touch on wrestling, and also we got horror movies to talk about. Probably not this week, but maybe in 2 weeks,
brother.
Because we never did talk about 2019 horror movies.
Upsetting.
Or even best horror movies of the decade. We went year by year, but
Green Room, best horror movie of the decade. I'll stand by it.
Arguably, yes. Matt,
yeah.
Why don't you tell us, have you been watching WWE?
Absolutely not. I've fallen off on wrestling so hard. Like, we've been trying to get into AEW, but like the Wednesday is just like a weird day. Like, I just have to watch wrestling on Monday. Like Pavlov's dog. Like, it's Monday, I want to watch wrestling. I don't want to watch Raw, so I just don't watch wrestling. Do you know what I mean? AEW, I saw the first couple shows, but I haven't gone back to it. All the independent stuff I've been trying to watch, like, on the side. I'll tell you what I do. Is like, every now and again when there's, like, a great match, and, like, Steve and Norbit say, like, you gotta see blah, 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 this Japanese match. These guys beat each other with their forearms until they bled. And then I'll watch that on YouTube or stuff like that. That's kind of been my wrestling for the last couple months. I haven't really been following any of the major storylines or companies. Although I do love The Butcher and the Blade in AEW. And I saw on Twitter last night that Goldust was bitten by a scorpion in his shower. Did you see that?
Yes, out of the shower. Came out of the
terrifying.
Shower. Just like out of a horror movie. You're just taking a shower. And, well, that's what happens too when you live in Texas.
Go to the hospital.
That's when you live in Texas.
Stop tweeting, Goldust. You're going to get sick.
But yes, there's too much to follow, basically.
And the Rumble. So
there's
like,
too many nights, but we do have the Rumble coming up.
I do anticipate, though, if we watch the Rumble, I'll get back into it just because like, the Rumble is so fun, even if I'm not watching the actual product at the time. I'll be like, oh, I love wrestling, and then I'll get back into it, and I'll be on another tangent of wrestling for the next 9 years.
That's right, yeah. You watch the Rumble, and like wants to pull you back in.
It pulls you back in. I always feel like I know what's happening because I follow so many wrestling people on Twitter. Like, I always know what the independent drama is. I know what the internet drama is. I know everyone's mad at Tessa Blanchard. Sometimes I'll have to text message you guys and be like, what did Teddy Hart do? And then I have to get that dark story. So I feel like I'm always abreast of what's happening, even if I'm not watching it.
In fact, your boy David Starr is embroiled
in
a Twitter.
He's fighting with the guy from Evolve?
Dave Sapolsky.
Why are they fighting?
I don't know. David Starr called out Sapolsky's
Sapolsky's anti-union or anti-David Starr's wrestling union. Is that the position he's taking?
Yeah, Starr wants to he's all pro, he's a super Bernie bro.
Sure.
But he's
he got interviewed by the Sanders campaign.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's true. Yes, so Sapolsky basically said he's a phony that's only just looking out for himself and using arguments for unionization just to serve his own purposes, and then he doesn't actually care about the boys, and he's like, oh yeah, I booked him one time and he ignored my explicit booking instructions in the ring and put himself over.
David Starr is a great wrestler. I mean I can't speak to all this drama crap, but he's a great wrestler. I love to see him. I wish I could see him more places. I love when he does the knee thing and he says look at it, and that's very funny. I love seeing it. Love to see it. Love to do it. You want to get into another track off Rituals?
Why don't we do that? And why don't you explain it so people don't get confused and think that the show is starting?
The show is not starting. Well, yeah, this is. So I got two to choose from, but honestly, there's really only one to choose from if you think about it. So Rituals, the closing track for their induction into the Hall of Fame. This is, what else could it possibly be? Zenigmar. Mm-hmm. Which is Hebrew for the end. This is Rotting Christ, Rituals, Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame, Zenigmar.
you go. Once again, rituals from Brutal Brunch.
From Brutal Brunch. The Brutal Brunch Hall of Fame member, Rotting Christ.
Yes.
Matt's fighting all the technical daemons, all the electronic problems we're having. He's running around. He's got a wrench. He's got all sorts of calipers. He's putting adjustments into the board. He's moving phone lines. He's moving cables. Folks.
Yeah, so we...
He's a dervish in here.
Well, that's interesting. sorry, I'm just reading.
Folks, we're reading Royal Rumble. I'm trying to preview Royal Rumble spoilers.
Try to. We got, what's it, like Dolphins fan? We got a direct line to whatever that guy was. But no, so yes. Congratulations again to Ryan Christ. Unfortunately, we were going to have our wrestling guru call in to preview the Rumble.
Yeah.
As he's done a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to be on the air the day of the Rumble.
That's
so,
right.
It is a week from Sunday.
We could call into the show.
So, but what we do have is apparently just punched some Google things in and
now
came up with a website that gave us odds, betting odds for the Rumble.
Speaking of wrestling, yes. R.I.P. La Parca, too.
Right? R.I.P. La Parca.
Only 56. Died doing like
but
a
not
plunge.
The La Parca.
Not the La Parca from WCW or right. L.A. Park, as right. he's called now.
Yeah. Not the chairman, but yeah, La Parca, because he did a suicide dive or something like that.
Yeah,
he hit his head
whatever.
Weird.
He just hit his head, neck weird. Terrible. Just terrible. Anyway, sorry. I love La Parca. I love all the La Parcas, and I'm sad that this happened.
That is true. So what we can tell you is the current, according to this website,
what are the odds? What
this
the
might
odds?
Just be like Norbit himself coming up with these lines, but Roman Reigns at... -137.
Oh my God! Still,
it's my favorite to win.
They're
it all.
Still doing that? That's the thing. I haven't watched wrestling in like. Probably,
apparently, he's back to being a super babyface.
Probably a year.
I don't know. I have not watched WWE
since
the Rumble.
2011. Right? Oh, since last year's Rumble,
which I didn't even watch. I didn't watch the Men's Rumble because it started at like midnight.
That's true.
It was absurd.
That's right. Oh, I'm remembering it now. Mm-hmm. That it's like 5 a.m. that the Rumble gets over.
Next, can you read from here who is second?
CM Punk
at +400.
That's trash. Has he been on the air?
He came back to do that like analysis show with Paige and
who wrote
Renee
this?
Young or whatever.
What kind of?
I don't know. I'm just reading.
What kind of Mark wrote this?
Drew McIntyre at +500.
Now we're talking.
Kevin Owens at +700.
Damn it! Did you see Kevin Owens do that? I think I sent the gift to you. He like ran up the ramp and did a flip. It was like outrageous. Kevin Owens and I have the same body type, so I'm always impressed when he does something athletic.
That used to be his like t-shirt. Used to be the outline of him doing that.
Doing the senton, fat guy senton.
Brock Lesnar at +800.
Okay.
Kane Velasquez at +800.
That's outrageous. Has he wrestled at all?
Edge
since?
At 10-1 odds. Doing
Edge is back?
I don't know. I think that must be like a surprise thing. Because he like had to retire for a broken
he
neck.
He has a broken
neck. Like, we sound like...
we really need Norbit to help us.
I will say there's like...
Doesn't Edge have a
there are people leading ratings in Massachusetts that sound like this when they try to talk about sports.
You think so?
Yes, there's certain people I have in mind that.
Hey, wrestling, am I right?
So like, wait a minute, I've been watching 5 years. This is crazy.
I'm talking about the Hillman.
I'm talking about TNR.
I'm talking about
specifically
everyone. Every other radio show is on notice.
Bray Wyatt at +1200.
Okay. What about The Fiend? Can he enter twice? One is Bray
just,
Wyatt and one is
says,
The Fiend.
I actually think Wyatt. Oh! You summoned him.
We just got a Bray Wyatt pop-up ad from this like totalfreakingmarks.com, whatever this is.
The Telegraph. Let's say you have the Telegraph.
Oh, yeah, the Telegraph. Let's have a real British voice on what's happening.
Roman Reigns at 1-1. They have Kane Velasquez at 4-1. Owens at 11-2. CM Punk 8-1. McIntyre 10-1. So that's,
I
not,
got a question.
That's like an actual thing.
Where do you go with CM Punk?
Edge at 14-1. Aleister Black at 16-1.
I like Aleister Black.
Hold on. Let me.
I like Aleister Black's vibe. That's what I like about Aleister Black, his vibe. I like that he comes out of a spooky coffin. I like his theme song. I like his. Even his awful tattoos aren't so bad. I like his spin kick.
I don't know anything he does.
I had seen that Edge was back, but he can't possibly like wrestle full time. Like no, like
he's rumored to return at the Royal Rumble.
He in 2013, is that when he retired? 14? Saying like literally doctor said if I take another bump I'll die. And now it's like I'm back, baby.
He spared Elias in 2011.
That's not wrestling.
He hasn't done anything.
Oh.
So well, on that note, we're done.
Folks, that's what's going to happen at the Rumble. Maybe CM Punk wins. Maybe some other guys
laugh.
Win.
The people that are watching, if the Punk won, I would just dance.
No, if CM Punk wins.